This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 75. Master Chief wants you to do it all night long. This is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And welcome to episode 75 of our podcast.
Wow, we're nearing 100.
Yeah, that's what happens when you add one more. Eventually you get to 100, and then after that, you know what happens?
Reset?
Good idea. No, you get 101.
Oh.
But, you know, reset is I can understand why your mind would go there.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. But, you know where else your mind should go?
To our sponsor?
Yeah, yeah. Because we have a really great sponsor. So, if you're in the market for a custom-made, bomb-ass mobile home or gaming machine, check out our sponsors at VelocityMicro.com. Their machines have no bloatware, and they can pretty much run Vista Ultimate, which we all know is the only version of Vista you should even attempt to run.
They are made by gamers for gamers, so that's plus and a half. You can find them at your local Circuit City, so if you're near one, go check them out. Or if you happen to order one custom from them, let them know that us here at ESH told you about them. Because we're awesome, and they're awesome, and
you're
you'd
awesome.
Be really awesome for telling them about us.
And how awesome we are. So we should be awesome together.
I am totally up for being awesome with multiple people.
Awesome orgy. Bum, bum, bum.
That'd be really awesome.
Because it's an orgy.
And it's... No, it's an awesome orgy. But anyway,
yeah,
let's not be talking about orgies.
Right, because that's another podcast.
We got more business.
We got other business.
That's right.
You got to keep hitting us up on the website, people. www.electricsisterhood.com. You can comment on the stuff that we write. You can let us know if there's something that you'd like us to address. Tip us. Let us know if you want to hear more about when they cry or...
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, or if you want to talk about juiced hot import nights, just let us know. Click the hit us up link, and we'll all get the note, so we can be like, dude, why does somebody want to talk about the Hello Kitty game?
Hey, you're a Hello Kitty nut, Ninja.
I know, but that game is awful. In any event, well, let me phrase that. It's only awful if you're like higher than 2. So if your age is more than this many, You should probably not play that game.
So I shouldn't be playing Hello Kitty Mystical Magical Adventure?
No.
Oh.
Sorry.
But.
No.
Aww.
Sorry.
I'd rather. Okay.
And if you can't remember the long address, you can use the short address. Panda, what's that short address for the people?
ESH.mobi.
Can you
That's
spell
ESH it? ESH.mobi. The short one takes you to the long one. Long one, awesome. Short one, awesome. The end.
Period. Print. So right now, that's all the business that I have for you, with the exception of this is the last chance to get in to try and win the legendary giveaway. Somebody is going to win a copy of Halo 3, the Legendary Edition.
Someone will win.
You
Many
lucky.
Will lose.
Yes. One will win, many will lose.
There can only be one Highlander.
Yes, there can only be one. Did you ever see that Robot Chicken?
No.
Oh my god, it was so funny.
Wait, is that the one with Lindsay Lohan and
yes.
Hilary Duff?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Hilary, you're such a bitch. You killed your sister.
Oh, robot chicken.
Oh, that was funny.
It warms my cockles.
Does it rub the subcockle area?
Yeah. Somewhere in the kidneys, maybe even in the colon. I don't know.
Oh, God, do I love Dennis Leary. All right, moving on. Because we do have some fun stuff to talk about. It's kind of another common topic show.
Well, if common means holiday ideas for Christmas show, well then, yeah.
No need to be all, like, whatever about it.
Well, it's Christmas coming around that time for snow and
presents. I even want to talk about that a little bit because... Tell me if you noticed this, okay? Because I noticed it, and it pissed me the fuck off.
Okay, well, what is it?
Did you notice Christmas decorations going up before Halloween?
That happens a lot in the area in which I reside. Does that happen in the area in which you reside?
No, this is the first year that I've ever been someplace that, like, Christmas tree decorations went up in stores and shit before Halloween even happened. I'm like, dude, usually you'd wait till after Halloween and at least acknowledge that Thanksgiving was coming and then jump to Santa Claus. I mean, the whole purpose of the Macy's Day Parade is to welcome in the Christmas shopping season by it ending with Santa Claus.
I know.
Witches do not bring presents.
Oh, yes, they do. They're called hexes.
That a hex is not a present.
Well, it's not a good present.
It is not a gift. It is a curse.
The gift, you know, that keeps recursing. I mean, re-gifting.
No, it keeps recursing. Fuck, ow, damn, shit, ow, ow, stop. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it drove me nuts because I was like, you know, I realized that it's become extremely commercial. And we've gotten past the reason for the season, which we all know is the harvest. No, it's true. It was a celebration of the harvest season.
Yeah, I know.
We've gotten away from that. It's really about the grain, people. And how you ferment it. But it really pissed me off because Macy's had their tree up. I was already getting wish list flyers and shit for toys.
Hey, I've had a wish list since Christmas of last year.
Well, you should have a wish list, okay? You should always have a wish list. Personally. I don't need Target sending me there. Here's the book for your children to pick their presents.
You don't have any children.
I know. That's really why I don't need the book. But for them to send it before it was even November, I thought it was kind of tacky.
Because they're expecting people to just buy early. Because believe it or not, a lot of people now with, you know, the whole cool idea of, you know, buying things online, you know, I bet, like, stores are losing people because you can just get it on Amazon or eBay.
Dude, but here's the problem. You can't even get it on Amazon because I pre-ordered Super Mario Galaxy, and then they email me back to be like, oh, yeah, our bad. We don't got it.
Oh, that sucks.
I was pissed.
Yeah, I went to go into my local GameStop to go get the Knights game.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, so can I have, you know, is it out yet? And the guy's like, no. I'm like, what do you mean, no? He goes, no. He's like, I'm like, do you know anything about the game? He goes, I do and I don't. He's like, you don't want that game. And I said, yes, I do. He goes, no, you don't. And I'm like, yes, I do. And he's like, you don't have it yet. And I was like, whatever, I'm out.
Why was he like, you don't want that game?
I don't know why he said that, but he's like, you don't want it. I'm like, yes, I do. I would have asked if I didn't want it. So I'm going to have to go to another store because it's out now, isn't it?
Knights comes out next week.
Okay.
Yeah, Knights comes out.
But he totally was all like, you don't want it. I'm like, I wouldn't be asking about it if I wasn't curious, dude. And, like, he was totally, like, trying to put the moves on Pandalicious, and I was all like, uh-uh. And he was all like, yes, sir. I'm like, oh, no, no, no.
Oh, no, no, no.
Like, he wasn't even, like, nice about the fact that they didn't have it, so I was like, fuck no.
First of all, fuck no to you. Yeah.
And then I walked out.
Yeah. No, if you want to get in Pandalicious's pants, you better have the game in stock that she wants.
Fuck yeah.
And you better be nice about
it. If I say nights you want, you should say how much.
Exactly.
Like, thank you, ma'am.
No, you should be like, how much of a discount do you want?
Ka-chica, man, ka-chica. I know. Ka-chica, I wish. I wish I had that kind of clout. My clout only gets like free soup from Panera. Which totally rocks.
That totally rocks. This.
That totally rocks, especially when it's like, what my favorite soup from Panera is the vegetarian fiesta con queso. Oh, now that I put out for that soup. That you have that soup, good. And my pants are like, shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. I know, but it's
all right.
We should be talking about my pants.
No, this is not a podcast about your pants. This is a podcast about what we think is going to be big this holiday, what you should be on the lookout for, both to get and to get far, far away from.
Yes.
So I'm going to kick it off because I've been kind of putting together a list and trying to wrap my thoughts around, first of all, what I don't want to recommend.
These are things you shouldn't get people for Christmas.
Yeah.
Like a bloody knife or like a bottle of acid.
No. Actually, if you put that on the list, those would actually compare
be
to
higher
what
than
say.
Whatever it is that you're going to.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about AIDS?
No, AIDS would not be higher, but, I mean, come on.
Celebrate the holiday season with AIDS.
Or not. Let's go with not, shall we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, the first thing I am not going to recommend is Dynasty Warriors Orochi.
I thought you were going to go Gundam, because I heard that one sucked balls.
Yeah, Gundam sucked too. Don't do it. The person that you give this game to will be pissed because the only way they're going to find out that it sucks is by opening it. And then they can't return it for a refund. So they're only going to be able to get a credit for it. And because the game sucks and nobody's wants it, they're going to get like $5 for it.
Lame.
Don't do it. The gameplay sucks. The plot sucks. I was really disappointed in that. Not in Bladestorm, but in Dynasty Warriors. So stay far, 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 far. Far away from those titles. If you want a good Dynasty Warriors title to give someone, if they have a PlayStation 2, go ahead and get Dynasty Warriors either 3 or 4. Both of those games were really tight, really solid. You had great weapons, and it was actually fun to play. You didn't have a lot of lag, and the characters look just human enough that it was fun to actually thwart the dumb guys.
Okay.
So that would be my recommendation there. The other thing to stay away from, just in case you missed any of the podcasts last week, and you have somebody that has a PS3 and you're like, I want to get them a good game. Folklore is not it.
Yeah, I know. Folklore is like shit lore. Not even a lore. It's just shit.
Yes. So don't do it. They will be so pissed
at you.
The
box is pretty, though. I saw the box.
Yeah, the box is pretty. Look, the visuals in the game are pretty.
For your worst enemy, you should get them the box of Folklore and make them think they're getting that game and then put shit in it and they'll be like, oh, it is the game. I'm sorry. I'm on a roll.
Yeah, shit roll. But no, seriously, it is just not fun. I mean, we all know, do not like I don't.
You think about donuts? Oh, I could go for a donut.
Oh my god, donuts are delicious. No, come on, staying on track. I do not like turn-based games. I've said it before. As far as video games go,
hates turn-based.
Turn-based, no es the bueno in my book. Okay.
Es bueno con mi.
Okay, and so if you give me a game that isn't supposed to be turn-based. But to get to the part that isn't turn-based, I have to take turns in making dialogue boxes appear and then alternate that with loading screens.
Uh-oh.
I'm not going to be happy. And when my payoff for that is to wander around aimlessly with no real sense of where to go with some really, really depressing characters and a pretty, pretty outfit that makes me look like a pretty, pretty princess. But ooh, a goth princess, but not goth princess, just kind of leathery, and boy, I could be goth if I didn't just look like I was so sad I was probably going to take a sawed-off shotgun and blow my brains out? I'm not going to be really interested in that. Not really,
no. I can see why you wouldn't be.
And I don't think that anybody else is either. So steer away, far away from folklore. Now I'm going to switch it up a bit.
Are you going to talk about happy things now?
I am. I'm going to talk about something I'm definitely going to recommend. If you can find one, Nintendo Wii.
Yeah, I was about to say, the it item this year is a Wii. You thought Tomi Emo had a following? You ain't seen nothing yet.
Seriously, people.
Fuck Furbies. Get yourself a Wii.
Yeah. And if you can get yourself Wiis by fucking Furbies, post pictures on the internet, because that would be hysterical.
Fucking Furbies equals Wii?
Yeah. Refer your friends to the Fuck Furby for a Wii program.
Oh my god, that'd be funny if they made one. But anyway.
Seriously. The multiplayer stuff is great.
I know, that's the it game way. This holiday season is, why sit there and be awesome Link and fight Ganon for Zelda when you could go and play Mario Party 8 and have 8 of your friends get drunk at your house and you guys can battle?
Well, 4 of your friends.
Well, when you're really drunk, you could be multiple people. So I say 8.
Okay, fine. I won't argue with you.
Or because the holidays bring up that instant party here within you, why not do drunken karaoke with SingStar, which is fun to do when drunk?
Yeah, SingStar actually is much, much more enjoyable for most of us when slightly inebriated.
Yeah.
But make sure that you're over 21.
And make sure, for one, if you're going to play one of the games, play either the 80s, the rocks, or the pop. I have Amped. I don't know any of the Amped songs, so...
What songs are on Amped?
Like, Alice Cooper.
Oh my god, I love Alice Cooper.
Like, the only songs on Amped I even sing are, like, Blink-182's I Miss You. And, like, I think one of the songs that I can't remember. Because all the other ones are songs, like, I don't know or ever heard. Like, half of them are, like, Screamo. And, like, I'm all for Screamo every once in a while. But I don't want to sing a whole karaoke reel of nothing but Screamo. Especially because I wouldn't have a voice by the end of it. And then I'd be depressed because I couldn't talk.
Yeah, I don't know what Screamo is. Is that screaming emo?
I have to think of a band that does this, that you should know.
Like, actually, AFI?
They kind of scream, but they don't. If you ever get a chance to listen to Alexis on Fire, all one word.
Okay.
The song Control is a really good one like that, because they start out singing normally, and then halfway through, he just starts screaming. It's beautiful. I like the song because it's not all screamo. Have you ever listened to Story of the Year?
No.
All right, never mind. I'm... Totally. My blackness is in check. Stop now.
Black stamp. Boom. Denied.
Access denied. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Your blackness requires +5 in experience.
Oh, man. Oh, that sucks.
You can't go into the Hall of Chambers. Ha ha hee hee ha 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 ha.
Well, that's lame.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
We have R&B in there. Not to be confused with R. Kelly. Because you can't have R. Kelly in an enclosed space. He'll pee on people.
He'll pee on underage girls.
They wanted it. But okay. Going back to the thought, I really think that the Nintendo Wii, one, is just a fun system to be on. If you already have a Nintendo Wii, then you know about the latest update that added the Check Me Out channel.
Yes, I saw that.
And it's really fun. It's completely useless. All you get to do is check out the Miis, the little avatar characters that were created by other users on the system. And they parade through a few at a time, and they all strike different poses, so you can see a little bit of their character. There are a lot of people that are making celebrity look-like Miis. And if there are one or two or three that you like, you can actually import those Miis to your system. So it's a quick way to actually grow your Mii collection and get ideas for what you can do. I mean, it's completely useless. There's no service for it. You don't get any points for it. It's not really a game. It's just fun. The Nintendo Wii is just fun. It's designed to be fun for a group of people. And, you know, I don't like to be lone wolf player. I like to play with people.
I know. I like playing with people, too.
I don't like playing with myself. Playing by myself is boring.
I like playing with myself, too.
But I said, not playing with yourself, dum-dum. Playing by yourself.
Well, I don't like that either. That's another podcast.
I think that tacking on just very fun, simple games with a motion controller is just a great idea. And then selling it with a game so that right out of the box you can have fun with no additional cost up front, I think is great. So that's definitely getting a thumbs up going on the buy list. Because buy two, that way you can sell one on eBay. The other thing that I'm going to recommend, kind of, I don't think, is a surprise, Guitar Hero 3.
Yeah, because, for any console.
Pick a console, any console.
Well, it has to be a console that they have.
All right, fine. So if you have a PlayStation 2 or 3, an Xbox 360, or a Wii, you should definitely pick up Guitar Hero. It is a fun game. It is a challenging game. The fact that you can play with other people online, other than the PlayStation 2 version, it's just great.
It is great. I love it. Love it, love it, love it, love it. Oh, and by the way, on 3s and 7s?
Yeah.
162.
Haha, 171.
Bitch.
Yeah, I've been practicing.
That's okay. I will fix that tomorrow.
You know the one that I can't do is that stupid blood one. Raining blood. I can only 3-star it on medium. And then I got 3 songs done on hard, and then the 4th song I couldn't do it. I failed it at like 7%. It's like, you suck.
Wait, have you seen the South Park episode?
Yeah, we talked about that.
You are fat.
Congratulations, you have beat 1 million points on Guitar Hero. You are fat.
That was like, a hoot and a half.
That's it?
That's it. A heroin hero.
Yeah.
We do not condone the use of drugs.
Yeah.
Here in the land
absolutely
of Esh.
Absolutely not. We do condone the use of South Park, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a drug.
If you OD on that, that's cool, because it's not like you're going to die.
Yeah. Unless you
your
OD
eyes
on
must be really, really sore from watching the TV.
Yeah.
And you probably have peed on yourself, so there might be some fungus or something growing.
Ew, there might be a
probably
fungus
haven't
among
eaten,
us.
So actually you could very well die if you don't, like, you know, take care of yourself during, like, at least the commercials.
You should take care of yourself during the commercials.
Hygiene is very important, guys.
It is. So let's go back and let's talk about something that you should stay far, far away from. This is something you should not gift to anyone ever on the planet. World of Warcraft.
Hey!
It will destroy your family.
Oh my god, get over it! I hardly play anymore!
Yeah, anymore.
Hardly.
Yeah, now.
Oh, well, wait till the expansion comes, because then I'll probably fall right back
you
in.
You see? Do you see? It's worse. Seriously, I'm going to write that intervention show about you.
Oh my god, I hardly play right now. They would have no means to come.
Denial is
and
not.
Actually, guys, the game is actually really fun.
Just
and
a
if
river
your friend has nothing better to do, or you have an antisocial friend who doesn't seem to really want to do group things.
Or you don't have a life, or you have a life and you don't want to involve anyone else in the world in it. If you want to go to Las Vegas and skip going out.
I did not want to skip going out to play WoW.
But you did.
No, I didn't. I played early in the morning while you were still sleeping. You know what? It's the holiday season. You need to learn how to forgive and forget. I'm just saying.
If you're going to Vegas for the first time ever after you turn 21, and you bring an external hard drive with you with WoW, so you can run raids in the morning.
I didn't run any raids in the morning. I just did dailies, which are quests that you can do every day.
There's other shit to do in Vegas than play WoW, people. But you're right. I do need to get over it. Don't ever buy WoW ever for anyone if you ever want to see them again in your life.
Oh, my God. Anyway, a game so that you could give people that would make them completely zombified in the world.
Second Life?
I wasn't going that route, but I was going to go back kind of old school because most people who play WoW also had played Diablo or Diablo 2 at some point. And that's always a game to go back to, you know, reminisce and whatever, but not everybody has it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if that's up your alley, you can always go back down that route, but, you know, graphics are definitely not what you'd be used to if you've been playing, like, EverCraft.
You know, graphics aren't everything. If the game is fun, it doesn't matter if it looks great or not.
Oh, that game, I always had a field day when I played.
I mean, think about it. And one of the things that you enjoy and one of the reasons why the Xbox 360 and the Wii and the PlayStation 3 are doing as well as they are because you can play the classic games like Fatal Fury or Streets of Rage or...
Or Star Fox.
You know, King of Fighters, Star Fox.
Super Mario 3. Or Yoshi's Store.
Exactly.
Zelda.
Those graphics, as far as compared to what's coming out as, you know, first gen on the next gen systems, they suck. But the games are fun to play. So it doesn't matter that the graphics aren't great. It's not, you know, important that Yoshi looked like an actual dragon.
Good point.
It's kind of nice that he doesn't.
I know. He looks like a little baby dragon with plunged feet.
You know, he looks like a dragon from, like, DBZ, like a baby dragon out of an egg.
No, he doesn't have the wispy things.
I know, but that's the only thing he's missing. Otherwise...
Or wings.
Well, he did have wings, though, when he would, what do you call it?
The blue, the shells.
Yeah, and then he gets
or,
the wings.
Or the blue Yoshis who could eat any shell and do it.
And then, you know, he'd have to throw it up later.
Poor he ate it.
Yeah.
You know what I disliked about that, though? Like, in Yoshi's Story, when you played a Yoshi, like, you had this attack that, you know, not an attack, but this ability, like, if you were up in the air, he would, like, sound like he was constipated, and, like, he'd, like, flip up a little bit more. No, it would be like, and, like, he would, like, you know, fly up a little bit more, like, he'd run up the air a little bit more.
I forgot about that noise.
Yeah, but he totally does it.
Yeah, he does. You're right.
Hate it. But in Super Mario Brothers for the Super NES, Yoshi doesn't do that.
No, but and you know, like, what I hated about the Super NES was that, like, when he would eat a shell, to make him spit it back out, Mario had to hit him on the head. And you'd hear it go ka-clunk, and then he'd spit out the thing. He'd be like,
yeah, but, yeah, actually, that's right. I was playing that earlier today, and it totally does. He totally has to hit Yoshi.
Yeah, he smacks him on the head.
We do not condone dragon violence either.
No, for your dragon, or him.
Make him feel special in the night.
Well, I'm not going to go that far. I mean, we don't want to molest dragons.
Well, just be careful, because I wouldn't take off any dragons because you're crunchy and you're good with ketchup.
Yeah, so definitely not that.
Beefy.
Beefy. Another thing that I'm going to recommend, because I don't want to leave the first-person shooter, scary, play-muppy game people out, BioShock.
Don't or do?
Fucking do. Do. BioShock, probably going to be, I'm going to go out there on the limb, probably going to be the best $60 that you spend on the Xbox 360, outside of getting Xbox Live for the year. Yeah, it's going to be that much. It's a gorgeous game. The story is just... It's riveting throughout the entire game. You have to play it in the light because it will scare the pee-pee out of you. And
yeah, I'm already getting scared and I'm not even looking at it.
Some of the poo-poo out of you as well. But it really... It's worth it. Anyone who enjoys that type of game... Also, Gears of War would be on the list as well. Anyone that enjoys that kind of game... they're going to be shocked by just how great the gameplay is, what the visuals look like, and the fact that they can just have hours and hours of gameplay in both of the games and find something new each time.
And for you zombie lovers or insane psycho killer lovers, Manhunt 2 is a good way to go.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To deal with those desires to kill mental patients.
Satisfy your urge to
kill. Yeah, exactly.
Manhunt 2.
And if you feel like, you know, saving the president's daughter from an evil, you know...
Zombies coming up the hill right now! Shoot him in the head! Shoot him in the head!
You can go Resident Evil 4. Or, you know, you can wait out for this new Resident Evil where there are black zombies.
Just in case you're a racist.
Yeah, in case you feel like shooting up some black zombies... You know, killing white zombies just isn't doing it for you anymore, and you need a little bit more thrill. You know, kind of like the most dangerous game, only with, like, undead.
Hey, I get a question.
Sure.
Is that, like, genocide? Because you're taking out a whole race of people, because they are zombies.
Well, they're already undead, so...
I know, but is it? Because it's not like you shoot, like, normal people. You're only really...
Shooting undead.
Right. So... Isn't that kind of like a hate crime?
I don't know, because they're already dead. So, like, double jeopardy. So it's not like, you know...
I'm not talking about the murder part. I'm just talking about the hate crime part. Because you're hating on an entire, like, class of
people.
Well,
they shouldn't have gotten, you know, exposed to the T-virus.
This is true. It's their own damn fault for getting exposed to the virus.
Damn Umbrella. Damn Wesker.
Wesker is a bitch.
Method they're making Chronicles all to him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they got some shit that they gotta explain before they tie it up. Well,
fuck yeah. Wesker was like, fucking insane.
I knew
he'd get his own game. I knew it.
Yeah, but I think they just had to figure out exactly what his story was gonna be.
I know, they're like, you're really fucked up, but we have to make some sense of you.
Yeah, we gotta make some sense. We gotta give people a reason why you're fucked up. You can't just be fucked up for no reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good point.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about something that I'm not going to recommend.
Okay.
I'm not going to recommend Wedding Peach.
Okay, you need to drop the Wedding Peach thing because it's actually really cute. When you're having a bad day, it lifts up your spirit.
No, you know what's really cute and when I'm having a bad day, lifts up my spirit?
Yushi.
Yeah, Yushi does it. I like that one. I also like, what is it? UFO Ultramaiden Valkyrie. That lifts up my day. But you know what really, really lifts up my day?
What?
Anime-wise? Kaleidostar.
Sure. Yeah. If you like people flipping in the air and doing things that are, like, physically impossible, like float in the air.
I just like the can-do attitude of it. The thing of if you can start out awful at something. I mean, because I always hate those stories where the person comes in and they're just great at something, but they don't let anybody know. And then everybody finds out about it and they're like, oh my god, you're awesome. You should do it more. I think what I like most about Kaleidostar is that she's okay, but then she realizes that she could be so much better, and then she works at it over and over and over and over again until she finally gets it. And she doesn't just automatically, like, just get it. She falls, she fails, she gets back up and tries again. And that's why it picks up. That's why it lifts me up.
I totally agree. And I kind of hope that eventually the OVA for Kaleidostar is going to hit so that people can see Layla get all diked out.
I know. Ooh, you kind of gave that one away.
Oh, like no one saw that one coming.
Yeah, I mean, what was up with that? That I didn't expect.
I totally knew that was coming, but I watched the episodes over and over again.
I thought they were just like friends. I didn't like...
Oh, no.
And then when the hair cutting thing went down, I was like, oh, my.
Oh, they're friends, okay. There's no sex yet, but... No. There'll be Jōshinshi, and, like, I bet there have been already a lot of fan fictions where Sora and Layla have totally done the legendary great maneuver without the stage.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, but it's probably happened. No.
I can't believe that you call it the legendary grape maneuver.
Who remembers the legendary grape maneuver?
I know, but that's why it's cracking me up.
Like, I'm sorry, but you not notice how the positions were highly sexual?
Well, I mean, they're acrobatics. I mean, anyone that ever draws acrobats always tries to.
Thor's face was near Leila Punani. Come on now. Be a little realistic, okay?
All right. Okay. So, also in the category of uplifting, just crazy ass fun, something to definitely get both the Lego lover and video game lover in your home, Lego Ooh. Star Wars Complete Saga.
I'm all about that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Nope, not at all.
Let go of my Legos.
It's just fun. It pokes fun at all the geeky little things that you like to poke fun about on Star Wars, but with Lego people. It's just fun. You can put, you know, the Princess Leia slave girl body in Lego form with, you know, an Imperial Trooper helmet. And then go around with a blaster, a little Lego blaster.
Do or don't do, there is no try.
Yes. Yes. Okay, Yoda.
There is no try.
It's Yoda-licious. It's rock,
and they always go rock, rock. Just kidding.
Yeah. Yeah, big time just kidding. And the fact that you can actually play as Indiana Jones in Lego form. And
really?
You can be Indiana Jones in Lego form and use your whip to beat up Imperial Troopers.
Whoa.
It is so funny.
Shocker. Didn't see that.
Yeah, yeah. And the fact that, you know, they've dropped the hint and there's actually a video now available of the Lego Batman series. Fuck yeah.
Lego Batman. Quick, Robin, the shock repellent.
Put your hair on, Robin.
I went old school Batman with Adam West. I'm sorry.
Oh, old school Batman was the best. All right. And since we're bringing it up, who do you think is the best Catwoman?
Out of? Give me the options again.
Julie Newmar, Eartha Kitt.
Oh. See, Eartha Kitt had that whole raspy meowmer look.
She had the nice...
Yeah, she had the meowmers. But, I mean... Ooh, that's so hard.
That's what he said. Wait, let me, what?
let me let that simmer on the back burner, and okay. I'll get to that in a bit.
All right, I'll put a post up about it. All right. I'd like to know.
You should post a vote. Who's the sexiest Catwoman?
Yeah. I think
America's next top Catwoman.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I hope not.
Can Heidi Klum host that one, too?
No. She's too busy doing Project Runway 370.
Project Runway.
Right. I liked Project Runway, but that's, you know, another podcast.
It's, yeah. And it's totally not this one. Another thing to stay far, 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 far away from, in all honesty,
is
PSP.
Really?
I just don't see it going anywhere.
But a lot of people a couple of people that I know of have been picking up them.
Well, because they redesigned them.
The Nintendo DS.
The Nintendo DS is much more fun. Much more fun. Much more fun games on the Nintendo DS. The graphics are better on the PSP. I do think that the redesigned PSP is the better PSP that's been out there. The fact that it's got the video out now, it's slimmer, it's not as heavy, it has better battery life. The problem is it still uses a closed format.
The UMD?
Yeah.
Yeah, UMD sucks.
It's movies that are on UMD aren't movies that you'd want to pay for. And the fact that the UMD movies cost almost as much as the DVD versions of it kind of sucks balls.
No.
I don't want to pay $14.99 for The Longest Yard with Adam Sandler.
Good point.
I can buy the damn DVD and do illegal things, although I'm not going to do illegal things because I believe in the law.
I believe in the law.
But one could rip the damn thing and just put it on an SD card for much cheaper.
Good point.
So fuck that shit. I don't think that anybody that gets gifted a PSP is going to be too awful happy with it. Unless they're just Sony through and through, and they're going to use it as an additional controller for the PS3, which you can do for some games and in some instances. I think you should steer away from it. If you need a portable gaming device, get a DS.
Yeah.
You can play Phoenix Wright. You can play Brain Age. You can play Animal Crossing Wild World. You can play My Sims.
My Sims, Your Sims, His Sims, Her Sims, Our Sims. Woo-hoo.
Yeah, what she said, but only in a way that makes sense.
I'm not about the sense making right
no,
now.
No, you should make the sense. You should always make the dollars and the cents.
Nah.
Yeah, the Deutschmarks and the Drachmas. Thing to go towards... I think it's kind of a no-brainer. Rock Band. What? Rock Band.
Yeah, when it comes out. But you see, Rock Band is good. But for those who don't have Xbox 360s, you kind of need that. It's kind of the prereq for Rock Band.
You got to have an Xbox 360 or you got to have a PS3.
Yeah.
No Wii, no PS2.
Yeah. So, get, you know, Xbox 360 first and then aim for Rock Band.
Absolutely. I think it kind of goes without saying for the multiplayer piece, which, you know, I know both you and I are kind of big on the fact that the multiplayer really is where it's at.
Right now, it seems they really are switching their target from the lone gamer to, you know, getting a whole bunch of lone gamers from their homes to connect to the internet where they can no longer be loners because they can make a band. And all play together.
Well, you know, I mean, the big thing that you're seeing is that people do want to play together. People don't want to play alone. I think that's the big thing about a LAN party is that even though you're alone in your little space in front of your machine, you're playing with a community. The big thing is the piece of community. Everyone seems to like to have that thing. It's why WoW's so big. It's why Xbox Live is doing what it's doing. It's doing as well as it is. You know, it's nice to be able to share this common interest or this hobby or life passion with people that feel the same way and share the same interests. So I think that games are coming out to take advantage of that. I mean, one of the games that's going to be really big this holiday season is going to be the Scenic Trivia game because it has 4 controllers, all with a buzzer, so you can have almost like a game show in your living room. I mean, how fun is that?
Super fun.
Yeah. You know, you get a group together, have a couple of drinks, pop a little popcorn, everybody grabs their buzzer, and you play the games and find out, you know, how dumb some people are and how smart some people are and learn a little bit of trivia, and you have a little fun, and it's a get-together thing.
I'm all about the get-togethers and the partying and the holiday Yule log and the eggnog.
You said Yule log.
Yeah.
All right. I just want to make sure that you realize that you said that.
Yep, I did.
It's a log full of Yule.
Yeah. How about we just settle for, like, a log?
I'm not saying anything. I'm just going to be good. But the last thing that I'm going to share is something that I'm kind of on the fence about. I don't know if it's going to be a pro or a con, so I'm waiting to see once I get my hands on it. Assassin's Creed. It's finally releasing. It's going to be on the Xbox 360, the PlayStation 3, and PC. I hope that it lives up to the hype and surpasses expectation. I don't know yet. So I don't know if I can recommend it as something to buy. But there are a lot of gifts out there. There are a lot of gamers out there. There are going to be people that want that type of game, that enjoy the adventure genre, and Assassin's Creed could be the best action title for the next gen systems, hand down. It really could. Or it could suck out loud. Just don't know yet. But those are my recommendations for buy and no buy.
And a lot of them are things that I would have totally said myself.
Nice. That's good to know that we kind of think on the same wavelength. Anything you want to add to the buy, no buy, or possibly my want for Christmas list?
If you are into psycho thrillers, and you're actually looking for a bit of a challenge, I would say So Fine. When they try the PS2 game, granted, it's slightly, you know, I think you can find it on eBay. I think I like clicked for it, and I think you can find it on eBay. But it is in Japanese, so you wouldn't know everything. But I think there's an option where you can actually, you know, kind of turn it into English at least. Because I think knowing about the game makes the series much more understandable. If you like the suspense of not knowing what the fuck is going on, 99.8% of the time, get it. I would probably also add... Oh, wait, that hasn't come out yet. Yes, it has. Haruhi Suzumiya. It has come out. DVD.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yep, it is now out. Crispin Freeman does the voice of Kion, who is the male lead. And Wendy Lee does the voice of Haruhi.
Okay.
So if you remember who she is and her voice, and you have an idea of what she sounds like, I believe ADV... got it. I'm not particularly sure. I think Jenny on has When They Cry. I could be wrong about that, so don't quote me. Is there anything else? You've mentioned all the other ones that I'm going to mention.
What about manga for those that actually do read?
Let's see. A lot of the stuff I read are really snappy romance love stuff. Like,
well, I was going to recommend, Trinity Blood.
As an anime or a manga?
Manga.
Okay. I would recommend Gentleman's Cross.
Mm-hmm.
It's really funny. There is now, I believe, 13 books of The Wallflower out, which is really funny. And I would probably also say... What was the other one I was just reading? I can't remember. Well, apparently it wasn't that good because of Absolute Boyfriend. There it is. That's more or less for girls. But Absolute Boyfriend is really good, too. It's made by the same author of Fushigi Yugi and the manga and the anime. And also Fushigi Yugi Genbu Kaiden, which is the story of the first priestess who got devoured.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, she went back. Ase went back and is now telling us the stories that you find out in the anime but don't really know about them because they don't go into great detail. But now there's lots of detail. So, they're good.
Okay.
I like them. Obviously, if you're shopping for, you know, a more shonen-esque kind of anime lover, you want to go with more of a shonen feel for stuff. I doubt, you know, a shonen lover would like, you know, any of that outside of When They Cry. But you'll have a better idea. And worst come to worst, gift cards to Walden's or, you know,
Best Buy,
Barnes and Noble's or Best Buy or even Amazon are always a great big help.
Mm-hmm. I'm also going to recommend Phantom Memory Corral.
That's a good one, actually. Good call.
And Le Chevalier d'Eon.
Yeah, that's a good one, too. If you're kind of big on the whole incorporating actual factual history with...
Chevalier only does some...
Well, only some of the characters actual characters in history, which is what I mean. But the
They were named after actual characters in history.
Yeah.
Robespierre did not...
Have kill blonde bitches. Hair and wasn't an alchemist.
No, and didn't kill full bitches metal, and embalm them with mercury. Full metal Robespierre. Yes, Full Metal Robespierre. Chris, you want to know what was really bad? I know.
You shouldn't talk like that, because he had the Reign of Terror, which he sent everybody to the guillotines. So
Blah, blah. But you know what really kills me when I was first watching Le Chevalier?
Was that
when they brought in the character of Robespierre. Do you remember the Looney Tunes cartoon where, like, Daffy Duck? I can't remember. It wasn't Duck Amuck, but it was another one. Where he was like, "Hey, Robespierre! Robespierre!"
No. Was I like one?
Shut it, bitch.
When you were like 20?
You know what? It ain't even like that, so don't even lie.
Lol.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, before I show and tell everyone's age here.
Loller skates. Raffle copter.
You know what? I'll do it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Whatever.
Thank you.
So, I'm done.
Oh, you're past done. Although that would actually also be another thing that I would recommend.
A fork?
No. Well, let me stop.
Plateware.
Wait, let me stop. Tableware is very in this season. No, the Looney Tunes DVD collections, volumes 1 through 4. Funny shit.
Does it have the Figaro barbershop?
Of course.
The barber Figaro on there?
Of course.
Figaro, Figaro,
yes.
Figaro.
Yes.
Figaro.
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Or the whole Elmer Fudd, kill the rabbit, kill the rabbit.
Yes.
All the Flight of the Valkyrie.
I will hit you with my Spear and Magic Helmet.
Spear and Magic Helmet. I remember.
Yes. Magic Helmet.
Oh.
And I'll give you
I think a couple of episodes before we were talking about Dr. Teeth and we couldn't remember the name of his band. Electric Mayhem.
Oh, that's right. Electric Mayhem. Yes.
Yeah, because we were trying to link it, and we're like, I can't remember the name of the band. And, like, today as I was walking into class, I'm like, Electric Mayhem. And I was like, oh, Eureka. Jinkies. I found a clue.
Jinkies. So that's what we're recommending this year, people, and what we're recommending that you stay away from. I think we covered everything. Anime.
And obviously, don't re-gift.
If someone
gives you folklore, just throw it out. Just give it to anyone else.
Just take it back to the store and get a store credit.
Yeah, and then go get Mario Galaxy.
Exactly. Hell.
Or Guitar Hero 3.
Or Rock Band.
Or at least put money towards Rock Band.
Yeah. Because that's going to set you back a couple of bones.
Yeah.
It's not
getting any cheaper, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you all have jobs, or you're extremely wealthy, or you find oil while you're digging in your backyard.
Just make sure that it doesn't belong to an existing oil company, because that'll cost you money.
Then, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Good point.
So, I guess that's about it. Guess we're going to finish up with a little bit of business.
I think so, too.
You definitely want to keep hitting us up on the website, people, www.lhxhood.com. Or you can use our short address, Panda.
ESH.mobi, that's ESH.mobi, short one, takes you to the long one. It's all good.
In the hood, the electric sisterhood. That is gold, Texas tea. Also, check out our sponsor at VelocityMicro.com. If you need a custom PC for gaming, mobiling, or working at home, you can check them out and put together a machine that can run Vista Ultimate and do it well.
Doing it well, Vista.
Enter to win candy and enter to win Halo 3.
Halo 3, the Legendary Edition.
But
Master Chief wants to be with you.
Master Chief wants you to do it all night long.
Whoa.
On Xbox Live.
Whoa. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. So, with that, I guess we'll have to call this podcast toast?
I think so, too.
What are you going to do with your toast?
I'm going to find some confectionery sugar that is red and green, and I'm going to glue it to the toast and then cut it in the shape of a tree.
You're going to make a toast tree?
I'm going to make a toast tree.
Okay.
What are you going to do with your toast?
I'm just going to eat it because I don't think you should put glue on toast.
I'm not going to eat the toast tree.
I know, but I don't really think you should put toast on glue.
Toast
on,
plus on... glue equals don't threaten me with a good time.
Okay. All right. Well, as always, folks, I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
I guess we're out of here.
Ho, 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 bitches.